When the fight started, the goal was to expand the current ban on most public smoking of tobacco products to cover the e-cigs, some of which use nicotine in the vapor which people inhale. That's why it's often called vaping. Vapers fought back by saying this kept people from smoking tobacco or helped smokers quit use of tobacco or what are called combustion-based products. Vaping businessman Andrew Osborne says it's bad science behind the ban proposal.
Every time our side presents science that directly refutes the science that has been spoken about today by doctors and prominent people, all we've gotten is, oh, well, you've got your science and we've got ours. Well, that sounds like a very poor approach to a law that is being put in place based on science. If we refute your science, your scientific responsibility is to refute our science.
Proponents of the ban say what is known is that the contents of the vapor from the devices can include carcinogenic chemicals and heavy metals, as well as nicotine. Ban opponents say members of the public should decide if they want to enter an establishment which allows vaping, rather than government controlling. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.